next year, I mean, you come in here and think, man, if I can have that kind of year again, I'll be happy with that. Or in your mind, you think, man, I'm gonna be even better.
Better. I always want to get better. Set my goals even higher. You know, you never want to be complacent and be satisfied with what you did the year before.
So what can you do better?
Well, I think other than my personal goals, you know, getting more picks, you know, more tackles, just making more plays, just making my teammates better. If I can do whatever I can to try to lift these guys up and make them play better.
I know you've known Dre for a long time, but actually playing with him on the field, what are your impressions of him just as a player and how he's going to help you and the rest of the team?
I mean, I love the way he plays. He's a playmaker, so, you know, just to have that type of presence on the other side, it doesn't matter if people go away from me. They got to see Dre Bly. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough task for a lot of quarterbacks this year.
How much more versatile does your defense become if you and Dre can lock down guys? Does this allow you, to do so many more things?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you have two corners that can play and they've proven that they can play and go out there and compete with anybody and make plays, it gives you a chance to do a lot more things on defense, blitz more, whatever you want to do, because, you know, you have that confidence in ourselves and the coaches have that confidence in us that we can get it done.
Have you and Dre talked about having a little interception competition?
No, not yet. You know, that might be something we need to talk about, but, you know, we'll get around to it.
So you'd be willing for that then?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We always got little things going on within ourselves, but, you know, you guys will never hear about it.
Even since last time we talked to you, there's been a lot of changes in personnel defensively with the draft and Powell leaving. What's your take on the defense as it stands right now, even, you know, with all the changes?
Well, we look good. You know, you hate to lose a guy like Al, you know, what he meant to this team and this organization for the past 8 years. But, you know, it's the business, and I mean, you got to move on from it. You can't dwell on it. We got a good guy coming in the middle, DJ. I mean, I know he can hold his own, so not too worried about that.
How about the rookies? Coming in three defensive linemen to help you guys out?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. They got a lot of big hype coming out of college, but I'll tell you what, this is NFL, and they got to win those jobs. And, you know, I hope they come in and play the best of their ability, but I know you got guys like Engelberger, Ekubon, Kennard Lane. They're not going to give up easy.
With Dre on the other side, do you expect more balls to come your way this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, I got a few last year, and, you know, it really felt like I was not doing much last year. Even though I had 10 picks, I didn't get a lot of action. But, you know, I expect a lot more because people won't be able to pick on him.
Do you think we can have more than 10 picks, Jan? Really?
Yeah.
Truly?
It's possible.
How many?
How many? Well, you know, it's...
You only threw 10 balls your way, and you picked them all
up. Well, if I get 15, I'm going to get 15 then.
I know it's early, but has Bates made a discernible difference?
You know, one thing I like about him, he's stressed accountability a lot, and I love that. And, you know, my first meeting with him, that was the first thing that came out of my mouth. So I just hope that holds its own throughout the season, because we need guys to be held accountable for their mistakes and things that go wrong on defense.
With Jay, have you seen a gradual improvement from last year to this year, or have you seen a leap from last year to this year?
Well, at this point, it's hard to tell. I mean, he's always had that confidence and the way he carries himself. You couldn't tell he was a rookie, the way he played. But he hasn't made any mistakes in practice that, you know, that I'm knowledgeable of. But the guy's grown so much. But I just can't wait to the preseason to really see what he's got.
Jay, we talked about DJ a little bit before. You think he's kind of a natural fit in the middle?
Yeah.
He's never really played it.
You know, when he first came out, I always thought he should have been in the middle, you know, but obviously we had Al, so that wasn't a fit for him. I love the fact that he's on the field more. I mean, we've been not using his athletic ability a lot in the past 3 years, and it's just a good for our defense that he get on the field a lot more.
Is that what makes him so good fit in the middle, his athleticism, his speed?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of coaches want that now, guys that can run sideline to sideline, very athletic, and make a lot of plays. It give him opportunity to make a lot of plays this year.
Without Al here, is it a little quieter, or are the guys stepping up a little bit more in terms of speaking?
A little bit. You know, a lot of guys talked anyway. So, yeah, but we miss his presence, you know, his leadership. I mean, Al was one of a kind.